Coalition for Economic and Social Change, a national nonprofit educational and research organization in downtown Chicago, better known as a conservative think tank. Being last, in my view, has a plus. You get smarter by listening to the folks before you. My colleague, Jay Parker, was given a history of individuals and folks, other things happening in Philadelphia. And Jay, I happen to be a member of that august body that you, I think, was pleased with, the Boulé. The Boulé, for the rest of you, is the oldest black male professional organization in the country. If you are Du Bois fans, you are familiar with the term Talented Tenth. Sigma Pi Phi is that organization. A college degree was the minimum requirement, and measurable achievements within the community and your career. So in July, we celebrated 100 years of Sigma Pi Phi. I would be remiss if I didn't say I'm enthusiastic about the Philadelphia Society's October meeting theme, Black History and Conservative Principles. Black conservatism has been an overlooked aspect of American history. Since the collapse of Reconstruction, the beginning of Jim Crow. But I would also argue that any comprehensive history of black American thought that ignores or isolates the conservative influence will be lopsided. Conferences like this are usually held during the month of February, Black History Month. Having this conference take place in October highlights, at least for me, that the Philadelphia Society realizes that black conservatism should be discussed year-round because it's American history. Following the death of Booker T. Washington in 1915, blacks did not gather as a group to discuss conservative ideas for some 65 years until 1960, when Henry Lucas and Thomas Sowell convened the Fairmont meeting at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. During those 65 years, the liberals who ran the most visible black organizations omitted the ideas and contributions of conservative blacks. Their focus was on integration. There is nothing wrong with integration, but I think it should be the results of something rather than the goal. The previous black movement, led by Booker T. Washington, had been about self-sufficiency and business development. Now, having said that, let me say why I think you should listen to Lee Walker. If I want your help, I think I owe you that much. I'm a corporate 500 guy and a second career, public policy. I was at the University of Chicago taking a postgraduate course in political science, about 12 students in the class. I was the only black and about three Americans. So I noticed two things. One, a lot of foreigners are in school. And the professor wanted to know, why was I there? He said, political science is not a second career situation. And if I didn't get the message, he made it a little bit clearer to me. He said, let me tell you about a discussion I had with a cab driver on my way to Harvard Yard. He said, the cab driver said to me, well, Professor, what's your area? He said, political science. The cab driver said, what's that? He said, well, that's where we teach people how to run the country. And that wouldn't include everybody. Now, I had a mother and father, and I left Montgomery and went up to Fordham University and studied economics. I understood the message that he was giving me there. However, I thought, counting to 10, I wanted his knowledge, not his bigotry, nor his prejudice. I could handle that because I am a Southern conservative in the mold of Booker T. Washington. I escaped, fortunately, the Northern socialists and liberals with low expectations for me. My folks did not go to college, but they had a belief in religion, conservative principles, and everybody who lived within 40 miles of Tuskegee was still under the influence of Washington. I also was the vice president of the Brooklyn, New York NAACP. Between that organization and walking in the Montgomery bus boycott as a teenager, and going to South Africa 3 years before Mandela was out of prison, observing apartheid, I think I have something to say about conservative principles and black history. The values and principles of black conservatism are rooted in what Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln were talking about when they talked about the rights of liberty and equality as set forth in the Declaration of Independence. The emergence of conservative blacks in the 24 years since the 1980 election of Ronald Reagan surprised liberal black leaders as well as the media. For more than 50 years, black Americans had been viewed as being liberals. Politicians who espouse liberal ideas have generally captured both the imagination and the votes of blacks. Liberalism was further supported by the statements and actions of black leaders. Their positions on public policy issues and opinions were accepted by the media as the opinion of all blacks. However, polls show, and you heard it earlier, that the majority of blacks do not always agree with the views of their leaders. A current example, getting a lot of attention today, is school choice in Washington, D.C. The liberal black leaders were opposed to it, but the mothers concerned about a quality education were for it. The title of this panel is Where Do We Go From Here? Let me say, I think after what we've heard all day, and after you hear from this august panel, I first thought should be to publish what we said here today, because we need to know where we come from to make sure we know where we're going when we say what's next. I also think we need to take this booklet and give it to young folks, colleges, and further support organizations like the New Coalition, as well as the Lincoln Institute. We have to get the message out. With that, let me introduce the folks that I'm going to further learn from. I will say one thing about Abigail. I'm glad that she's not in the minority here. I was her best friend at Martha's Vineyard this summer, where she accepted an invitation to go into the New York team's dream team, organized by Henry Louis Gates and Charles Oglesby. It was a tough stand, but Abigail, you made the conservative thinking folks feel proud. Having said that, let me bring to the podium Barbara J. Elliott. I'm not going to go through all of Barbara's resume, nor the rest of the panels, but other than to say she has been part of a White House team. She has been a senior fellow at the Council of Leadership Foundation and the Acton Institute. She is the founder of the Center of Renewal and also a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Would you welcome to the podium Barbara J. Elliott.